It is one thing to book a vacation, another to have it catered to you. Warren Green is president and owner of Footprints Africa, a boutique travel company, and he told me about some unconventional ways to see the sights in Africa.
Typically, my favorite safaris and favorite experiences that I like to offer up to people are where they actually get out of their vehicles and they have the opportunity to literally take their shoes and socks off, roll up their trousers and wade through rivers, walk in the ocean and see Africa at its rawest best. And, you know, in that term, there's a lot to be said and seen. For example, if you were down in the Western Cape, traveling around one of the most beautiful cities in the world of Cape Town.
Which is your hometown.
That is where I was raised, quite right, yeah. And I've got a lot of passion and a lot of fun memories of growing up there. As a child, I used to walk the beaches and watch the trek fisherman. Now, a trek fisherman is a guy who paddles a heavy wooden boat out into the breakers and then drops a net and paddles his way back in. And then a whole crew of guys stand there and they haul the net in and catch their dinner. And for a tourist to go and experience that, it's a colorful experience. The Cape fisherman generally has half a mouthful of teeth, doesn't really speak English or Afrikaans, but it's a blended language, and it's just a fascinating experience for somebody who doesn't come from those shores to experience.
What about danger when you're going out into less populated areas with wilderness? What kind of precautions do you have people take or urge people to take?
Well, that's a tough question to answer, because essentially when a North American is traveling across to Africa, they are novices. They don't know how an animal is going to react. They don't know what is a respectable distance to stay from an animal and so on. So I ensure that people go out with qualified guides, where they will be, in many respects, out on foot or in open vehicles, and they will come pretty close to Africa's wildlife.
So have you ever had someone who you have on a tour and they want to do X and you're like, absolutely not, under no circumstances? And what would that kind of an experience be?
You make me laugh, because I remember some years ago when I was a guide at Sabi, I had a pair of Frenchmen and they understood very little English. And one of the big no-nos on safari is, and particularly when you're out in an open vehicle, is standing up. I don't know if you know this, Farai, but when you stand up in an open vehicle, you break the profile of that vehicle. And all of a sudden, the animal, which is accustomed to seeing a standard profile, sees this shift and either becomes agitated and runs away, or in the case of these two Frenchmen, attacks the vehicle. Now, I had a sighting that we were going into. It was a lioness who I knew well at the time. She had cubs and she was always very aggressive. So I warned these guys. I said, look, you know, by all means take photographs. You can talk softly, but please don't stand up. And as we sort of moved into the clearing where she was lying up with her cubs, her demeanor changed. Her ears went back. Her eyes focused out over her nose. She left her cubs behind her and came barreling down towards us, kicking up sand and dirt and dust. Of course, I immediately put the vehicle into reverse and backed out of that situation quite fast. As I was reversing, of course, I had to turn to see what was going on behind me. And lo and behold, my two Frenchmen were both standing up with their video cameras stuck to their eyes. It's the one and only time that I've ever lifted a hand to a paying tourist. And we then reversed out and I said, gentlemen, that's the end of the lion sighting. We're going to go and look at impala and zebra now. You can't behave. And if you continue on like this, I'm going to take you back to the lodge.
Now, if someone were going to send you on a trip on the continent, what would you want them to do in terms of setting up your fantasy trip?
You know, I've seen so much of Africa. I've walked so much of it. And there's really so much there to excite and stimulate people, enjoying the wildlife in every possible place and seeing the majestic beauty that you find in Africa, from the plains of East Africa right the way down to the fold mountains of the Western Cape. There's just so much to see and do, and there's no time limit. You can be there forever.
Well, Warren, thank you so much.
That's a pleasure, Farai.
Warren Green is president of Footprints Africa, a boutique travel company based in Virginia.